Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Good morning, Mr. Pongo. How are you?
Good morning to you. How are you?
I am good. So the question that I get asked more than anything else now, over the past couple of days, how do our pets respond? Is there a concern about our dogs, about our cats, or pet birds? Interesting, that's a whole different answer. Regarding the eclipse.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, it's one I get a lot. So, you know, our dogs and cats are smarter than we are. They're not going to be looking up at the sun. They're just not going to be. Unless we do this. So dogs, if you try this sometime, when you go home, borrow a dog, because I'm aware of the fact that sadly you don't have one. So borrow a dog and just stare in a direction.
Uh-huh.
And many dogs, especially if the dog is bonded to you, you know, if it's your dog, will actually look in that direction.
Really?
Now, gorillas don't do that. You know, so it's not a matter of intelligence, because gorillas are smarter than dogs.
It's a matter of obedience.
Well, of the fact that we have actually evolved together. So dogs are almost hardwired to do that. If another dog looks in a direction, they'll do it too. But if a person looks in a certain direction or points, it's the other thing. So they follow our gaze and they follow our finger. So if you point up at the sun and you make a huge deal of it, potentially our dog could look up at the sun. And the problem with that is that dogs and cats, their potential to have permanent damage, retinal damage, is exactly the same as ours. Now, data on a lot of this is sketchy because these eclipses don't happen every day. Birds might be more of an issue. And apparently some pet birds kind of freak out. So if you're concerned about your bird, just close the shade. You know, what happens to these animals? I mean, we know about this because of all the hype.
Yeah.
And our dogs, cats, and pet birds have not been reading the hype. So they don't know why suddenly, okay, it's daytime, it's nighttime. They don't understand why that would happen. And apparently some birds flutter a bit and complain about it. So just close the shades so the birds can't see what's going on. As for cats, they just do what they do and continue on that catnap that they're just so darn good at in the first place. They don't care.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert. Here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, I could not do this show without my producer, Jasmine, who just said, Steve, you forgot to say that Doma T. Pongo is sponsored by MedVetChicago.com. So thank you very much, Jasmine. And in fact, we are in the studio with Jenny Tyner sitting across from me, who is about to make a very special announcement. We're going to save the announcement, though, about Windy Kitty Cat Cafe and Lounge. And as I was talking, you said, oh, the poor birds.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, for the birds that are outside, that's more of an issue than our pet birds. Because imagine, you're flying along, you're a bird now. Think like a bird.
Okay.
And you're flying along, and suddenly it's dark out. You can't see where you're going.
Yeah.
And birds don't have headlights. And sadly, this is when they crash into buildings more, you know, during an eclipse. So,
Yeah.
So please send an alert out to all the birds that you know. And keep your lights on, maybe. I'm not sure what. I hope the high-rises actually do that. They turn on their lights like they would at night. It is 6:38 on WGN Radio. So tell me about the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe for those people, those three people that might not know what this is.
We are going to open up, you know, relatively soon. So you guys have to come in. It's a cat lounge where you
What is that though?
A cat lounge. It's like it's a place that kind of reproduces the feeling of home with all the adoptable cats in it. We're going to have drinks and treats and that kind of thing for people to enjoy while you sit there and play with cats. It's super cool.
And you adopt out the cats. So the cats are from a live rescue. They are from Animal Care and Control through a live rescue. And the cool thing is, at least a lot of them will be. And the cool thing is that you're also finding home for cats. So it's not only a place to go. And I'll tell you, these places have caught on, haven't they? In fact, I think Chicago just opened the Cat-Cade.
Yesterday.
If I said that right. Yeah. So and that's awesome. That's the first one in the city. But there are 80 or so cat cafes around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're taking off like they're spreading like wildfire, which is great because they've proven to be such a good model for adopting cats. Just it's really great work to be doing and be a part of.
Yeah, and we have some announcements to make regarding all of this. But, you know, one of those announcements is on the phone right now. So if you're on Instagram, you know about Chris Poole, Cole and Marmalade. Those are, I believe, your cats, Chris. Either that or your next-door neighbors. I'm not sure. Chris?
My cats.
They are your cats. And you do amazing work regarding rescue. I'm aware of that. So, first of all, congratulations on all the good work you do. How did you hear about the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe and Lounge?
Just like most things these days, I saw it online and clicked and found out more and it's like, oh yeah, it's going to be cool. First of all, I just love the name, and then I think cat cafes are great. You know, coffee, cats, cake, and they help save lives by adopting cats out too. So I had to read more and find out what Jenny was doing, and then just got involved from there, really.
Yeah, which is absolutely terrific. And in fact, you're here by phone in part because you're taking off for South Africa, and I understand you're going to be playing with some very big cats.
Yeah. Well, not playing, but, it's going to be volunteering at a couple of sanctuaries out there. I used to work at a sanctuary in Florida. People, believe it or not, have pet tigers in America, so there's quite a lot of sanctuaries around the United States who rescue big cats from bad situations. Either they've been abandoned by their owners or they're rescued from circuses or drug raids. So people, it's a crazy situation that people aren't really aware of. There's about 10 to 20,000 big cats that are privately owned in the United States. And it's a big animal welfare issue. And it's also like a big public safety concern with people who have pet tigers.
Yep. You know, and what we need here are more laws to enforce that you can't do that in the first place. So I am aware of that. I think Texas leads the country in that, but lots of other states as well. And I don't understand why anyone would want a pet tiger. And then what happens is they get bigger, they get stronger, and they don't know what to do with them. And that's in part why the sanctuaries get these animals, or because people do it in places where it is against the law, they're caught. And then what happens to the animals? The zoos are already filled, and zoos are very careful about which animals now they have, because they are mostly, if we're talking big cats, we're talking all endangered species here.
Yeah, well, we call them backyard tigers. So the backyard breeders are breeding sometimes, you know, father to daughter. So the genetics of these big cats are just not anything the zoos would like.
Exactly.
And they're like bloodlines. So, sanctuaries are the go-to people to actually step in and give these cats a home. So
now it's an honor. It's an honor to have a star on the show. Because
can I just say nice to meet you, Chris?
Yeah. Oh, this is the first time you guys
it
have.
Is.
Oh, my gosh. This is the first time you guys have actually talked.
A little, communicating over the internet, but it's good to hear a voice.
Oh, well,
Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. My accent throws people off. But
oh, no. I think I've heard it on Instagram stories. I've heard a slight bit of an accent. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you say you've heard him on Instagram. I'll let you say it, Jenny. And describe, this guy's a star, huh? An Instagram star.
Would you call yourself a star or the cats a star?
Definitely the cat.
The cats are stars.
I'm just the video producer.
super cute cat. You know, you can see him on Instagram where he does videos with the cats that are super cute.
Cole and Marmalade. So let me ask you a question here. Why do you think it is, it's a part A and part B question. Why do you think it is, from your perspective, that cat cafes have caught on to the degree that they have, and they have. And also at the same time, why Cole and Marmalade, and you're not alone, other cat internet stars as well. What is it about cats and cafes and cats in the internet? Yes? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Is that for me?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I shocked him.
I think it's, well, for us, I know we've got over like 200 videos online, and we get messages every day from people who say that, like, Cole and Marmalade posts are like a bright spot in their day. So people who suffer from depression or anxiety or PTSD, they go to Cole and Marmalade to, you know, just escape the day, relax, laugh, and just have a good time. And they also appreciate that we, as well as all the funny videos, we like create educational videos about adoption, spay and neuter, and try and educate the public too. So I think it's really, you know, cats, they make you like take a step back, take a breath, and just enjoy the little things in life. So I think kitty therapy is like the main thing with cat cafes and cat videos. It's just a way for people to escape and just to relax and enjoy the present moment, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. And listen, anyone helping Jenny out with the Cat Cafe and Lounge, I am the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe and Lounge. I should get that right. I really appreciate it because I loved the concept from the very beginning for several different reasons. You know, being a native Chicagoan, I love the fact that we're going to enhance tourism because people actually go to these places, the cat cafes, as tourists in huge numbers all over the country. Surprising to some, to others, they're going to be there in a heartbeat, and it's not surprising at all. The educational component, you know, Jenny, you've said you're going to have veterinarians come in and talk, and experts talk about spay-neuter and all those sorts of things. In fact, that Chris just rattled off, same sort of thing, but in person at the cat cafe. Or maybe, actually, you could stream some of this stuff, too. So it could be shown all over the world, you know.
Bottle baby workshops, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and entertainment, like yoga and cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did talk about the most important part, and that is another facility to adopt out cats and to find cats homes. So, Chris, you walk the walk. I appreciate that. And sometime when you're here, happy to have you down in the studio, and we can all meet you in person.
Yep, sounds good. I do my best, so I appreciate it. And, you know, we like to help good people do good things, and I think the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe is going to be pretty awesome.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. Cole and Marmalade, you can check them out online, on Instagram in particular, or on Facebook, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. Good morning. I am Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Pet World, and Jenny Tyner is sitting across from me from the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe and Lounge. You can find us now on the radio. If you're listening to us on the radio, you know that. Or you can go to Facebook, my fan page, and watch us Facebook Live as we do often on Sunday mornings. So this is exciting to me because I've long wanted, as you know, Jenny, a cat, as you really know, long wanted a cat cafe in Chicago. As I saw this city, that city, do the same thing, I thought, what's wrong with us? We need to do this. So finally, and I do mean finally, Chicago came on board with the Catcade opening, and we'll have those folks on the radio at some point. And I know you work with them. I mean, you're not competing. There's enough room in the city for sure to adopt out more cats and for two cat cafes. And I've been cheering you on from the beginning. And you know what? The fans of the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe and Lounge, they have good news, or you have good news to report for those fans.
We are, I don't know, an inch away from the location. So we're going to be in Bucktown, most likely. Yeah.
Which is perfect because
on North Avenue.
Yeah, because of public transportation being right there.
North Avenue bus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great spot. It's so busy, so vibrant. But what we're excited about is we're going to have a fundraiser. So a night with food,
well,
drinks.
Two fundraisers, I understand.
One on Friday, one on Saturday.
One isn't good enough for you.
No, because you know what? We got so many donations there's no way there's going to be raffle, silent auction. You're going to be there on Friday.
Yes.
Colin Marmalade's dad, Chris Poole, is going to be there on Saturday.
Saturday.
I mean, one night to do all of that, just no way. So I thought I'd give people options.
Excellent. Well, our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text at that same number. I'm going to go for it and say I'm going to pick up the phone, and you're on the radio. Good morning.
Hello? Good morning.
Yes.
Quick question for you. I believe I heard a couple weeks ago you discussing straight holds for the city of Chicago.
I have, yes.
Was there a change in the policy?
Not that I know of.
And how long is their straight hold?
I don't know the answer to any of that. I don't know. I just don't know. So maybe someone from Animal Care and Control can call in. If not, I can contact someone when I'm off of the air. And then what we do, here's what we do. Follow this bouncing ball. So after the show is over, then Jasmine, my producer, will podcast the show. She'll put up the program on the WGN website. And then I put it up on my blog, which will be probably later today. So at that, by then, I should have reached someone from Animal Control, and I'll put the answer in my blog. How's that?
So, sounds good. To my recollection, I believe it was initially 3 days, and I thought that the change was up to 7. So I just wanted to clarify.
I don't honestly know for sure, and it's too early for me to think that hard. So rather than guess, I'm suggesting that I do what I just said I would do. By the way, the blog, you could find me at stevedale.tv, or you could find it on Facebook on my fan page. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank
All right.
you very much.
Thank you. And I have a several texts here, and the texts are pretty much reading the same. Questions about the cat cafe. So people want to know if there's going to be food. People want to know if they could bring their own cats. People want to know where you're adopting the cats from. So I'll let you go through
okay.
those.
Okay. No, you can't bring your cat. The most common question. No.
I don't think your cat wants to go, probably.
No, I mean, it's you have to introduce cats slowly. So, you know, hopefully anybody that works with cats a lot knows that. The cats are going to be brought in by a live rescue. And a live rescue works with Chicago Animal Care and Control through CRISP. They're one of the ones that started that program. You know, some of them might come from off the street. There's all kinds of ways that they get them, but it seems that Animal Care and Control is where they get most of them. And what was the third question?
Oh, the third question is about the most important thing for me, so I understand this question very well. It's about food, yes.
Okay, I will get to that one thought about a live rescue. You know, we're going to have 10 to 15 of them at any time. When one gets adopted, one from the shelter comes in, then they pull another one. You know, it's a really, it's a great cycle, and it quadruples the amount of cats they can take in. Food and drink. Chicago is very strict. You know, any city is. Overseas, these places can have food and drink and the cats in the same room. In the city, or you can't have it in the same room. So we have to figure out a way to divide the space. And then for the time being, it has to be prepackaged food.
But you could do coffee.
If that at all. And then, yeah, like...
You could do the drink part, not alcohol.
Yeah, it's like it has to be a packaged, sealed sort of coffee thing. Like, not an espresso, but those kind of machines where you just pull, you know, and it's there and you can make like a little... It'll all get worked out. Yes, food will be there in Chicago. Please loosen up on
the
restrictions.
The good news, and I could work on that. You know, the good news is that the alderman for where you happen to be, Scott Wagspack, is all for this. So
he works with the Catcade.
Great
people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For further information and to follow all of this, and also if you want to donate, because, you know, you're almost there with dollars, but you're not quite there yet.
Right.
So, in fact, you're almost there. Tell people why.
Very close.
There's a company that helped you out.
Oh, gosh. Siva Animal Health. Oh, my gosh. They gave us such a huge donation. If you're listening, I cried. It is...
In a good way.
Such a relief. Oh, my gosh. Happiness. Relief, I think, is part of it, too. And but gratitude.
But as much as the money matters, and it does, it's the product also. So you're getting product that you really need. Feel Away, which lowers anxiety and stress.
Right.
So
the
one
person,
of the
you want to bring your cat, you know, no, because this is, you know, it's a semi-stressful environment. So, if, oh my gosh, having that will be amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thank you, SIVA Animal Health, on behalf of the city of Chicago. Jenny?
I just want to say thank you, City of Chicago. Your support, your help, everything means so much that a little bit of effort, a little bit of support, we get to save lives.
And the website for people who want to know more and more details about the benefits September 1st and 2nd?
WindyKittyChicago.com.
WindyKittyChicago.com.
Yes.
WindyKittyChicago.com. It is emblazed upon me, and I'm wearing your t-shirt,
Yes.
You know? Yeah.